for the record, so that when we communicate this, you were at the ex-CEO of FedEx in Malaysia. Now you've moved on to a new position. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm now responsible for global trade service.
For global which?
Global trade services, is a lot of dealing with all the regulatory changes and mainly with customs clearance issues.
Yeah, and how many...
across Asia Pacific.
Yeah, and I understand you're in the process of reinvention as well, but, you know, that's another issue, yeah. So can I... You were CEO of FedEx for how many years?
20 years. Well, 17 years before I moved on to the role of, integrating the two companies when FedEx acquired TNT. So I was responsible for the integration of the two companies in Asia Pacific in every market. And recently moved to this new role in global trade services.
So I'd say fairly safely that you've got a right to speak as a leader. Yeah. You know, I'm not, you know, it's more about the people side within your business. You know, how's it had an impact on FedEx?
Well, I think, personally, I think unlike many other industries, we are having a surge in volume in many places, at the airports in particular, because flights have, commercial passenger traffic has gone down significantly. Many planes are canceled their flights. And in the past, cargo used to travel in belly space. And we used to use a certain amount of belly space. But the thing is, we have roughly 650 planes around the world, and we are all cargo. So when passenger planes, combi traffic goes down, there's a demand for cargo space. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done at our airports in particular, and volume is up because volume on passenger traffic is down. And so there's a lot more work. So people are actually having to work a lot harder. Now, apart from that, with all of these regulatory changes, including lockdowns in various places, we are having to find new ways of doing things, activate contingency plans, activating contingency sites, and so on. So those are, some of the main ways in which a lot of people are having to work a lot harder. At the same time, from a people perspective, I think our teams have been actively delivering supplies, to cater to the needs in the supply chain problems that are happening around the world. And say, for example, in China, we were delivering masks and managers were actually transporting their employees to work, carpooling them because public transport was, no longer available in many places. So for those people who had to still go to work and delivery is considered an essential service, that's what they've been doing. And they've been bringing food for each other, making sure that we provide masks and gloves and other protective equipment, sterilizing and decontaminating any place that might have been contaminated. So that's been happening all over the world, yes.
Wow. Yeah, so it's incredible. The strength of the human spirit is emerging, isn't it?
Absolutely. One thing that has really struck me is that employees who are out doing deliveries and so on, we haven't heard a single complaint. And that's a great testimony to the mission that they feel that they're accomplishing.
Yes. I was inspired by a BBC video. It says the rivers are cleaning up and the dolphins are coming back. So there's a lot of cleansing going on all around. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.